Act 4. Secret Plans Again.
Romeo, banned from Verona, moves to Mantua. Meanwhile, Juliet's parents force their daughter to marry Count Paris. Juliet asks Friar Lawrence for help.
I'm happy to meet you, my future lady and wife.
If I become your future wife.
You will, next Thursday.
Whatever will be, will be.
Excuse me, sir, but I think Lady Juliet came here to confess.
Oh yes, if you're not too busy at the moment, brother.
I'm sorry. I don't want to disturb you. I'll leave now.
You celebrated my union with Romeo. Please find a solution or I'll kill myself with this very knife.
Wait, Juliet. You have to be brave, my little daughter. I can see some hope, but you must be strong.
Oh, Friar Lawrence, I would throw myself from the top of a tower rather than marry Count Paris.
Listen, go home now. Pretend to agree to marry Count Paris. Tonight, drink this vial. Your heart will stop beating, and you'll look as if you are dead. You'll stay this way for 42 hours. The following morning, everyone will think you are dead. Then, as is the tradition in our country, you'll be dressed with your best clothes and brought to the crypt where all the Capulets are buried. Before you wake up, Romeo, informed by one of my letters, will be back. Romeo and I will watch over you, and that same night, Romeo will take you with him to Mantua. Do you have the courage to do this?
Give me the vial. I have no fear at all.
Go. Be strong. May fortune be with you.
Goodbye.
Juliet gets home and does exactly what Friar Lawrence told her to do.
My dear parents, I'm really sorry for my behaviour, and I promise that from now on I will always follow your advice. All right, Juliet, that's fine.
Now I recognise my daughter again. Well done.
Nurse, come with me. I'd like to choose the nicest dress in my wardrobe before going to sleep.
Good choice of clothes, Juliet. Now, go to bed and relax. We have a wedding to organise tomorrow. Good night.
What if this vial doesn't work? I'll have to marry Count Paris then. Oh no, I don't want to think about it. But what if it's some poison that the friar gave me to escape from this horrible marriage? No, Friar Lawrence doesn't lie. Whatever, I'll drink to our love, Romeo. I'll drink it for you. Romeo! Romeo!
Meanwhile, Romeo finds some accommodation at the house of a friend of his in Mantua and waits for some news from his love and wife, Juliet.
I've dreamt of Juliet. She came and found me dead, but she kissed me with such energy that she woke me up and I felt I was the king of the world. I can't wait to have news from her tomorrow. I'll wait impatiently for Balthazar, or a letter from Friar Lawrence.
Friar Lawrence writes a letter to Romeo to inform him about the plan with Juliet and gives it to Friar John.
Please, Friar John, can you take this letter to Mantua? There is some very important news inside.
Sure, but my journey will be safer if I ask Friar Lion to come with me.
Friar Lion is a monk who looks after sick people in town.
Can you tell me where Friar Lion is, please?
In that house over there. No problem. I'll come with you. It's a pleasure.
Stop, you two. Get back into the house.
But we have to travel.
There are some people with the plague in this house. You can't go out. You could spread the infection. Go back inside. Make sure nobody leaves here.
The following morning in the Capulet's house.
Juliet, it's time to wake up. Juliet, get up. The sun's already high in the sky. Sleepyhead, open your eyes. Oh my God, she's as cold as ice. She's dead. Juliet has died! Lady Capulet! Lord Capulet! Come here! Hurry! Call Friar Lawrence, Count Paris, everyone! What a terrible tragedy! Oh, what a terrible day!
Oh, cruel death has taken my loving child from me! What a horrible day!
Dead! Dead! Oh my God! My child has died, and with her, all my joy is buried.
Oh, love! Oh, life! No more life, but love in death.
Sometime later...
Be strong and pray. This lovely child belonged partly to you and partly to heaven. Now she belongs only to heaven, and this is the best thing for her. You're crying now, but she is happy. Now, dress Juliet in her bridal clothes and put some rosemary around her body, as tradition goes. Then, carry the coffin to the church for the funeral. Later, we'll place her coffin in the Capulet's crypt, next to her dear Tybalt's.
All the citizens come to the funeral. Benvolio and Balthazar are there.
Run to Mantua as soon as possible and tell Romeo what has happened.